Jeff, thanks for joining us. We're starting off the report this week talking about COVID-19 news. Grant County recently saw one of the largest spikes in new COVID-19 cases, not only in the state, but the entire country. What can you tell us about this?
So Grant County's COVID-19 numbers have been on the increase since the end of August. However, in October and the first part of November, those numbers have really accelerated, going from an average of between 30 and 35 new infections reported each day to most recently an average of about 60 reported each day. So the pandemic curve in Grant County is just really steep right now.
Okay, so what are health officials saying is contributing to such a rise in cases?
I asked several folks about this and heard several ideas on what might be causing this. The physician, Dr. James Ski, who discovered the first COVID case in Grant County back in March 2020, told me that he thinks it might be coming from the schools. And his theory is that, you know, kids are largely unvaccinated. It's difficult to kind of maintain social distancing and mask wearing among younger kids. And he said he doesn't know for sure, but his suspicion is that it's coming from the schools. Meanwhile, Superintendent William Hawkins of the Silver Consolidated Schools District disagreed with that. He said that, you know, school is probably one of the safer places because of their rigorous social distancing and masking. And he basically said, you know, if folks in the community would return to what he called their pre-August mindset, maybe infections would go down. The thing is, nobody really knows for sure. And acting health secretary, David Scrace, did suggest is waning immunity. He noted that since New Mexico was, you know, one of the first places in the country to really get some momentum behind the vaccinations, that, you know, we could be losing our immunity first as well.
Okay, very interesting. Now, we have talked many times on the report about the county's hospital being short-staffed. How is Gila Regional Medical Center adapting to the rise in COVID-19 cases?
Yeah, the clinical staff at Gila Regional has more or less been sort of reallocated to the emergency room to deal with this surge. They closed the ICU in order to have those experienced staff members deal with the surge in patients presenting themselves at the ER. And they say they're not overwhelmed. They haven't. They don't see it necessary to impose crisis standards of care at this point. And according to folks who visited the ER recently, it's quite busy. But, you know, the hospital says that Grant Countyans probably were quite used to very low wait times in the ER. So this may be unusual for Silver City and Grant County, but nothing to be too concerned about. The infection nurse at Gila Regional, William Hemmer, he told me last week that he thinks that this surge, what he called a true surge, is occurring because it was just a matter of time.
Okay, Jeff, we'll stay updated with you all on this story. I do want to move on, though, and talk about news from Washington. New Mexico's U.S. Senators Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan have announced the reintroduction of legislation to protect around 450 miles of waterways within the Gila River system. Can you tell us more about this story?
The M.H. Dutch Salmon Greater Gila Wild and Scenic River Act was originally introduced in May 2020 by Senator Martin Heinrich and Senator Tom Udall. And the original bill kind of just got stuck in a committee. And so now Heinrich and U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan have reintroduced the bill. And they made that announcement last week. Environmental groups applauded this. They really are hoping that this gets passed. They say it'll be an economic boon to the area, that it will attract more outdoor recreationists and generally just be good for the environment. Heinrich, in the announcement, noted that particularly at this time when we're seeing the Colorado River, just, you know, reservoirs along there shrinking in size, and it's just over-allocated. It's a true crisis right now. He noted that the Gila River is a part of that river system. It does join the Colorado downstream in Arizona.
Okay. Thank you for updating us, Jeff. We appreciate you taking the time to do that. We look forward to talking with you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.